streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch, and the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them.
Thanks for listening to the Best of Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
This is the Best of The Herd with Colin Cowherd on Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, it is a already busy breaking Wednesday. We're live in LA. It's The Herd wherever you may be, however you may be listening. iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, FS1. We have a loaded show. Greg Cosell this hour. Joel Klatt started next hour. Terry Bradshaw last hour. J-Mac joining. You know he's a Jets fan. You know he lives for this stuff. 3 weeks ago, Robert Saleh glowing in his defense and praise of Zach Wilson. Today, hit the bench. Mike White, you're starting for the Jets against the Bears defense with lots of holes. J-Mac.
I do have a little green in my shirt today, just a tiny amount, because listen, it's tough to find a franchise quarterback in this league. A lot of teams know that, and the Jets are still looking. Let's just put it that way.
All right, so let's start with breaking news. Zach Wilson to the bench, Mike White starts. Probably not the move I would make. You can lose a guy. So my takeaway is, first of all, I never liked Zach Wilson. I thought he was too loose, too casual, did not play with urgency. He relied heavily on the spectacular. That's not it, man. That's college. That's Mountain West football. That's the schedule BYU plays, right? That's not SEC football. That's not NFL football. You got to do the mundane really well. He's heavily reliant on hero ball and the spectacular. Peyton Manning's a great example of how to do it. Every play felt like surgery. Peyton Manning, they called him a teeth clencher. Every play mattered. In the NFL, it does. So if you're going to err on the side of Peyton Manning, not Drew Locke. Don't be casual. Zach is casual. Second thing is, intangibles for quarterbacks are huge. Maybe not middle linebackers, maybe not guards, maybe not safeties. But for quarterbacks, Joe Burrow's got them all. Coachable, toughness, likability, reliability, emotional discipline. I talk to Burrow every week in a podcast. He avoids getting in trouble. He knows what to say, when to be supportive, when to have an opinion. That stuff matters a lot. You are the face as a player. You're the coach on the field and the face of a franchise. Zach's not good at that stuff. Third, words matter by quarterbacks. Like a word. No. Are you to blame for the loss? No. What would Eli Manning have said? Eli Manning was legendary, to use another Manning. Eli, whenever the Giants lost, always available to the press. When they won, he preferred other guys to go out and speak for the team. Eli's really smart. Peyton's really smart. They got it. Words matter. Do you think it's your fault, Zach? No. Lost the room. Couple of things to really think about here. Robert Saleh defended Zach Wilson 3 weeks ago. Called anybody who questioned him idiots. I must be one. Right? And now he bails on him. So that means over the course of 3 weeks, he's lost the locker room. He's lost players. He's lost veterans in that Jets defense that, you know, are given everything they have. And he's lost some of those guys. Don't kid yourself. Robert Saleh probably contacted, you know, a couple of veterans privately and said, fellas, what do you hear in the locker room? I'm sure Saleh did that. Something else to think about. If you look at the Jets schedule, a lot of tough road games coming up, and they're a fringe playoff team. The next two games after Chicago, at Minnesota, at Buffalo, they're going to be underdogs in those. That means Chicago and a bad defense is a must-win game because Buffalo and Miami have better rosters, and it's fair to say that Belichick is the better coach than Saleh, although Saleh's had a good year, so Chicago is a must-win game. They've also got later in the year at Miami and at Seattle, 3,000-mile flight over to the Pacific Northwest. So you start looking at the schedule, this is an incredibly winnable game for the Jets. I like them this weekend. Now I'm not so sure, but the staff is looking at film, and Mike White, to them, can win a game they really, really need to win. Two other things, and this is not a shot at Robert Saleh. I think it's a reality. He's a highly emotional guy. I've seen a lot of swings. Support him, bench him. He's very emotional. I tend to think that when you're a quarterback or a head coach, you got to kind of play 30,000 feet above. They call them walk-around coaches in the NFL. Pete Carroll, Jimmy Johnson, Bill Parcells. They're called walk-around coaches. They walk from unit to unit to unit. See a little there, a little optimism there, a little critical thinking there, a little criticism there, a little positivity there. They walk around. Saleh tends to be all in, very young, very passionate. His emotions week to week are really on display. Don't love it. I think he'll grow over time, but I don't love that part. The second thing about Saleh, and I had real doubts coming in. I didn't like Zach Wilson. I wasn't sure on Saleh. I do think Saleh's had an excellent year, and you can see his coaching. So I believe, like Justin Fields as the Bears quarterback, Robert Saleh as the Jets coach, I think you got a winner. Now, they got to win games. Justin's got to win games eventually, and Robert's got to win games. But I do think they've both turned a corner as a quarterback and as a coach. They've turned a corner. The other thing is, and this is undeniable, and I have talked about this multiple times, these defensive coaches and young quarterbacks ain't good. Belichick, Mac Jones, ain't good, bro. Regressing. The defensive coaches, mistakes by quarterbacks drive them insane. Well, young quarterbacks make mistakes. Mike Tomlin saying yesterday about Kenny Pickett, yeah, we'd like it to go faster. It's not going to go faster. He's a rookie quarterback. I have seen over and over and over defensive coaches, Mike Zimmer and Kirk Cousins. Now Kirk's flourishing. It's not that Mike Zimmer can't coach. He's a great coach. Pete Carroll and Russell couldn't get along. Belichick and Brady. Now Mac Jones is regressing. You got to be patient with young quarterbacks. He played at BYU, Provo to New York City. Go look at BYU's schedule. They played four good teams. Utah twice, Washington, and a Coastal Carolina team. They went 0-4. It's going to take some time. Never thought Zach Wilson was the guy. Never did. In this moment, I just get the most out of him, see what we can do. But that Bears game is really winnable. They got to go to Seattle and Miami and Minnesota and Buffalo. And Saleh's saying, we got a playoff defense. We got playoff special teams. We got a playoff coaching staff. We got some playoff pieces on offense. I'm not throwing this season away. He's just telling you, I don't trust Zach Wilson. I trust Mike White over Zach Wilson. Yee. Now, again, not all of this development in year two is shocking to me. I had Trent Dilfer on earlier this week. He sees the same stuff with Zach Wilson. He saw it in college too.
He is very loose with his technique. And then he's loose with his laissez-faire approach in the postgame. That bothered me. I think it bothered all of us quarterbacks that have had stinkers, that have had an entire locker room look at us in disgust because we lost him the game. Listen, I was not a fan of him being drafted this early when he came out. I did see the talent. I saw the horsepower. I saw the flash and sizzle that went with him. But I cannot tell you how much I agree with you. I do not think you can coach this out of him. I see Jamarcus Russell in this. I see Ryan Leaf in this. I see an immaturity, a lack of professionalism, and a lack of structure.
This is, for years and years, I always talked about the hat on backwards that drove me nuts. But really, it was metaphorical for something else. Is that when you are the face of the franchise and you go to that Tuesday or Wednesday press conference where they've got the logo of your team behind you, and like in Kansas City, it's a bank, or in Philadelphia, it's a bank. It's a huge sponsor. They pay $10 million a year to the team, and they put their logo all over the stadium and the Wednesday press conference. It always drove me nuts when quarterbacks had their hat back on and kind of casually walked up there. And I'm like, no. No. That is the moment of the week. Those 12 minutes of comments are going to be columns all over the city. They're going to be sound bites on ESPN and Fox. You think it's 12 minutes. If you take it casually, I wear my hat on backwards when I'm cleaning the garage. I don't do it for a business meeting. I wear my hat on backwards if I'm sitting around there with a putting green. I'm sitting around, you know, something in somebody's backyard. I don't do it for a business meeting. That little press conference, when I always used to say hat on backwards, people would send me pictures of Brady doing it. And that little press conference, it matters. Brady always got it. Peyton always got it. Herbert always gets it. Burrow always gets it. I talk to Joe Burrow every week. He gets it. Your words simply matter more. Your actions matter more. Take it. How many times did Baker Mayfield snarkily whiff during that press conference? Picking a teammate, call out the medical staff. It's like, Baker, this is not a frat house. This is 12 minutes of really serious stuff. You're the face of a franchise. If you're the lead actor for a movie and you go on a talk show, it could be Kimmel, it could be Colbert. You're talking for the producer, the director, your co-stars, the staff, the people funding it, the movie studio. You're the face of that movie. Right? Know that 12-minute guest on Conan or whoever it is, it's a real moment here. You're speaking for many people. So I just think I saw it with Johnny Manziel. I saw it with Drew Locke. I see it with Zach Wilson. It's this sort of loose, casual, too cool, snarky. Man, this is a grown-up job. And it's really unfair in America that we ask 23-year-old kids from small towns to basically be the face of a franchise. It's really unfair. You know, most of us, like me, we make a lot of mistakes in our 20s, get a pretty good job in our 30s, grow into a great job in our 40s. Most millionaires are minted in their late 50s. But pro sports is weird, and football is different, and we ask 23-year-olds to act like 43-year-olds, and it is hard. That's why we care about Wonderlic, and we do these interviews and ask about your parents. It matters. A simple, singular word. Is it your fault? Nah. Lost the room. One word, two letters. No. Hit the bench. One word. So when you go to that press conference, all you young guys out there, I criticize Jameis for immaturity. Johnny, Drew, Zach, Baker. My track record's pretty good. About 5 for 5 on this stuff. Like, you can be rigid. Like, Justin Herbert doesn't say much. Joe Burrow's kind of reticent to give you a lot. Brady was boring for decades. Err on that side. Eli Manning, you know, he would just kind of talk in circles for decades. He got it. He understood it. It matters.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it, $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21+, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net, with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prism, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
In the college football playoff, it was the elephant in the room nobody wanted to talk about. So here are the rankings as of this morning. Georgia 1, Ohio State 2, Michigan 3, TCU 4, then LSU 5, and USC 6. Bama is 7th. So here's a reality with ESPN. Is because they have the SEC contract, and college football fans are loons, they're crazy, and I love them, but they're nuts. There's this sense that ESPN has this overwhelming SEC bias. It's the best conference by a mile in college football. Big Ten's a two-person conference. Michigan, Ohio State, little Penn State. I'm not even sure there is a great team in the Pac-12. Big 12's a mess. ACC's a mess. SEC's the best conference. So you should lean SEC as the best conference because they are. But ESPN and their commentators, Reese Davis does a great job. Smart guy, but he's from Alabama and all the other guys. Nobody wanted to mention the elephant in the room. Bama can still get in. Why not? Two close losses, both against good teams, both on the road, both at the buzzer. They'd be favored over every single team above them except Georgia and maybe Ohio State, but I think they'd be favored over Ohio State in a neutral field. The reality is Georgia has a chance to roll LSU. See ya. Michigan's going to fall behind to Ohio State, have to pass. They can't and could get whacked by Ohio State. See ya, Michigan. USC, off their biggest emotional win in 8 to 9 years, faces a surging Notre Dame. Could they lose? Yep, see ya. TCU wouldn't even have to lose, although they've won close game after close game after close game and certainly could lose. But Alabama, the nightmare scenario that nobody wants to admit, the Final Four being Georgia, Ohio State, TCU, and Bama. Now, let's say Michigan lost super, super close in overtime, played their butts off against Ohio State. Maybe they'd go 3, lose, go to 4. But generally, if you're 3 and you lose, you're out to 5 or 6. Nobody wants to mention. Bama also has an advantage. If you're going to count everything, and I count schedules, TCU played a ridiculous non-conference schedule. They played something called Tarleton State. No idea, and I love the sport. Michigan played Hawaii. Alabama went to Texas. Yeah, we'll go on the road and face Texas. Power 5, a lot of 4 or 5-star athletes. Is Texas great? No, but that's a big boy game. Texas thought they were great in the first game. Got a lot of confidence, didn't have any big L's yet. I give Saban credit. Saban's like, yeah, we'll go on the road and face Texas. And they beat them barely, but they played them. There was no Tarleton State on their schedule. So if it comes down, you know, Alabama's got a couple of close losses and it came down to a one-loss team, I'm going to look at that Texas game. So nobody wants to mention this at all. Is it Alabama outside of Georgia? Georgia would be favored over Alabama, I'm guessing 5 or 6 points. Ohio State's a coin flip. I would make Alabama 1, 1.5-point favorite. I'm guessing I could be totally wrong. But they'd be favored over Michigan, TCU, LSU. Yeah, LSU beat them last play in Baton Rouge. It's in Tuscaloosa. They don't win that game. I love USC, but I think they're a better story than they are a team right now. It's pretty much a two-headed monster of a brilliant coach in Lincoln Riley and an unbelievable talented quarterback in Caleb Williams. They have one NFL draftable guy on defense. Bama's got about 4, 5. Then another 7 that'll get drafted the following year. So, but I thought it was interesting watching the coverage. I have great respect for all those ESPN college football guys. I was texting a couple of them, and because it's on tape, a lot of that stuff is a little bit on tape. And so they don't want to mention the elephant in the room because everybody thinks ESPN's got this huge SEC bias. The SEC's the best conference. Who's the 3rd best team in the Big Ten? Who's the 2nd best team in the ACC? I mean, come on. But I criticized Saban for years because he wouldn't go on the road to play an out-of-conference game. I ripped him for years. This year he did, so I'd be a hypocrite if I didn't give him credit. That win at Texas means something, and if it's go either way, I have no problem losing to LSU, Tennessee at the buzzer on the road. Those are really good teams.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
So last night, Lakers lose again. They're terrible, unwatchable. But Anthony Davis had a huge night. And so this Anthony Davis story was incredibly predictable. This is not me trying to gravy train it here like I talked about this before the season. Is that all last year, offseason, he got ripped for his lack of commitment, his lack of passion, his uneven play. And so he was going to work his tail off this offseason, come into shape, and crush. And he is crushed. His last 4 games, he's averaging 35 points and 18 rebounds. He played great again last night. And I said a month ago, this is precisely the time, yes it is, that you trade him. It's the perfect storm. LeBron is out, so Anthony Davis is getting tons of touches. The Lakers just faced a stretch of weak teams, the Nets, the Spurs, the Pistons. Anthony Davis has heard his soft critics, so he's really worked as hard as he's ever worked. But the numbers don't lie. He peaked at 24 because of the bubble and a hiatus during the season. He had a great bubble for a couple of weeks. In the end, ask yourself 2 questions. Are the Lakers close to a championship team? No. They need like 3 more B-plus guys. They got to get more dudes. And ask yourself a 2nd question. Will Anthony Davis remain healthy the rest of the year? You don't even... Yeah, listen, he was hurt last night again. So you know the answer to that. So listen, Patrick Beverley, when he landed, was seen as a get for the Lakers. Laker fans keep telling me Kendrick Nunn's the answer. I'm going to go with none. This is the time. Buy low, sell high. Listen, you think he's untradeable? Ben Simmons got traded. Westbrook got traded. You think he's untradeable? There's a lot of teams out east, and they're looking at their roster thinking, how do we stop Giannis? There's about 4 teams in the east that are going to have a Giannis issue. Just saying. Celtics get Anthony Davis. Lakers get Robert Williams. Maybe a player. I'm just making it, just throwing it out there. It's being crazy. But this is what we predicted. He would have a monster start. That's when you put him out there. Daryl Morey moved Ben Simmons. And Davis is twice the player Ben Simmons, just has an injury history.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byard. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players' rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HEARD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HEARD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net, with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prizm, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
Emmanuel Acho does a show after us, a couple of shows after us. He was talking about Justin Herbert of the Chargers getting a pass by the media, and he came out this week. It could have been, I don't know exactly what day it was, but here's what he said, and it got a reaction.
Justin Herbert is a social media quarterback. What do I mean? Justin Herbert makes throws that can go viral on social media in this day and age. And on social media, they don't show you interceptions. That's not fun. People aren't going to retweet a pick. People aren't going to retweet a bad sack. People aren't going to retweet a bad decision. We always look for Justin Herbert to succeed. But had Tua made the mistake to throw a pick in the end of the game with two timeouts remaining, he'd be crushed, like Joy said. Had Jalen Hurts thrown a pick with two timeouts remaining at the end of the game, he would be crushed. But for whatever reason, our beloved Justin Herbert, he does it, and we simply look away.
Totally disagree. Here's why. Does coaching matter in football? Just let that soak in. Does coaching matter? I don't know. I'm watching Tua this year, and I think it does. I'm watching the Saints without Sean Payton this year. I'm watching the Giants pivot from Joe Judge to Brian Daboll. Does coaching matter? In 2.5 years, Justin Herbert has had coaches who I think have undercoached him. So there's a difference between excuses and reasons. In 2.5 years quarterbacking, Justin Herbert's defenses have been ranked 23rd, 29th, and 29th. And because of that, he leads the NFL. The Chargers as a team lead the NFL since Justin Herbert arrived with 9 blown fourth quarter leads. Atlanta's second. Why? Because he's often watching somebody get the ball, come back, and take the lead from him against a terrible defense. 29th last year, 29th this year. That's the first thing. So the other thing to remember, he is asked to mostly win shootouts. This year, Jalen Hurts and Tua, if you go to both Jalen and Tua, their top two receivers have not missed a single start. Not one. Herbert, with a bad defense, who has to outscore teams, his two best receivers, Keenan Allen and Mike Williams, have missed 9 starts. He's not getting help on the defensive side, and he doesn't have his two targets. It should be noted that Herbert, in terms of game-winning drives, is third in the NFL since he entered the league. 11. That's more than Mahomes. And they also lead the NFL in blown leads. Well, that's mostly his defense. I think there's a big gap between reasons and excuses. Tua now has a brilliant offensive coach. Jalen Hurts has a loaded roster and lots of support on the defensive side. Justin Herbert's got a bad defense. His star receivers aren't available. And once again, he's staring at 5-5. I think there's a difference between excuses and reasons. At 6'5", 230, a 4'2 college student that's mobile with a cannon for an arm, I think he's the most under-supported great quarterback in the league.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
4 Super Bowl times, 2-time MVP, 4 Super Bowl championships, a decade and a half of greatness now. He's been at Fox. He started this thing. The Simpsons and Terry Bradshaw sort of started this thing rolling. I jumped on at the very end.
I was part of it.
Trained you.
No, I was part of it, for sure.
Bart Simpson and you. And then I jumped on and gravy trained Terry Bradshaw.
Yeah, it was. There's a picture in the hallway. You've seen it?
Of course.
And it's like, wow. That was the first Fox broadcasting team. All the broadcasters, the game guys.
Yeah.
And the studio guys. And most of all the game guys are gone. Every one of them are gone.
Well, you got rid of them. They were.
I got rid of nobody.
You didn't like any. Just get those guys out of here.
Not true.
Wasn't Collinsworth here?
Later.
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 Yeah.
Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Did you ever put your shoes on and they were filled with peanuts?
Nope, never happened.
You never got shoes with peanuts in them?
Why, what's that?
Because I filled your shoes up with peanuts.
I heard about that. You see, the prankster. Somebody told me.
Well, you've got so many shoes, and so I picked the prettiest ones that I thought you would wear, and I filled them up with peanuts, and I never heard anything. I said, I know he's going to gripe. Not a word.
No.
Dadgummit. All right.
By the way, Jason McIntyre's new to the show. He's a wonderful guy. Great family guy.
Good to see you, Jason.
He's an athlete. He's a grinder. Love him. Terrific guy.
So what did you play?
I played basically everything. Soccer, tennis, basketball.
One of those guys plays everything.
I'm not a golfer, though.
No.
Yeah.
But no contact sports.
I do some contact sports.
Soccer, yeah. Soccer could be contact.
Basketball's not a contact
sport? Oh, no, you hit your legs in soccer and you go, oh! Oh,
they can be a little dramatic.
I'm not a quarterback like this guy.
Oh, no, this guy here is the best.
Big arm.
Yes.
Okay, so let me say this. So it's I want to start with something near and dear to you. Is that because Steelers have a huge fan base, yep. And as the Jets can attest to, it's hard to find the right guy. But Kenny Pickett in Pittsburgh.
Right.
What do you see? I want your opinion on that.
I saw – I watched him all 4 years at Pitt.
Yeah.
I loved him. When Pittsburgh drafted him, a perfect match. Is he a super A talent? No. But he is an upper echelon B. He's not.
Okay.
Okay.
Jimmy G got to a Super Bowl being
yeah.
that.
And and I love Jimmy G.
Yeah.
I think they have their guy.
Yeah.
He is, as I told you, he almost has the it thing. And I think if you can not have the it thing and get the it thing, he's yeah. a guy that can get it.
Okay.
Once they put some pieces around him, they got a really good wide receiver.
Tight end I like, Najee Harris.
O-line's
a little suspect, Terry.
Very suspect. And once they fix that, he needs a couple more really big time. Hey, look, they all do. I think the Pitt Steelers have got their guy, okay?
And that's the key.
Absolutely. And here's the key for me, as you know this. You don't have to have – you can have an arm like Billy Kilmer.
Right.
As long as you can stand in that pocket and read coverages and not panic, and he does all of that.
So I want to go to this because the Garoppolo thing's interesting. My takeaway is, listen, if you don't have to pay your quarterback $38 million or up.
There you go.
And it's 28, and I can surround him.
Or 18.
Okay.
18? What's he getting, 18 million? Yeah.
So here's how I judge Garoppolo.
18 million.
I like Garoppolo because you know what? On third down, he'll stick it in tight coverage. He's not you.
He's fearless.
Not Aikman. I'll say this. I think those players love him. He's a guy's guy.
Here's what's so great about Jimmy G, and I love him. I defend him. I don't care how bad he plays. I defend him because I see a lot of him. I see a lot of me in him. And the fact about – he just goes out and plays, and it's almost like, oh, I'm that bad? Oh, I didn't know I was that bad. And it doesn't bother him.
It doesn't.
And the player, and they kept him away from the team.
But never
he practiced
better.
On another field. He never
bitter.
No. The thing about Jimmy Garoppolo, we're talking about folks from 49ers, is that he got his chance. He didn't pout. He came in, and he just picked up like he'd been the starter all year. I love the guy. I love the way he delivers the football. There are two quarterbacks I love watching throw the football, Tom Brady and Garoppolo. I love the way they deliver the football. And he's just one of those guys, man. And I go back to the Super Bowl against the Chiefs, and I know my wife is watching right now. Hey, babe, I love you. And when he missed that post route down the middle, oh, that was a – you know, they had the big lead.
Well, he outplayed Mahomes for three quarters.
For three quarters, and that play was huge.
Yeah.
That was huge. But I love the guy. And what you said was right. And we won't have that in some of these quarterbacks. They're gonna overstate their value, and therefore the teams are gonna have a hard time signing them. They're gonna say, well, wait a minute, I'm a starter. I want $35 million a year. And what the team is going to have to say is, yes, you're the starter, but you're not great. I don't know how you tell a quarterback you're not that.
Well,
but
hopefully as an agent, you can get the message through the agent.
He'll say, look, we'll give you 20 a year, and then that's going to leave us $15 million to get some people around you.
That's
see,
right.
A lot of these places, you look at Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay, he needs some people around him. $50 million takes a lot of that money
well,
away.
So Wilson in Denver now is going to have that issue.
Well, he got what he deserved. I said this Sunday on the show, grass isn't always greener. Be careful what you wish for. Then you get there, and now you're messing with your legacy.
Well,
you did poorly.
You said you never wanted to play for anybody else. You were all Steelers.
Right.
So I want to talk about this because the world was different. Heck, you play your first, you didn't even have coordinators. It was you and Chuck Knoll. You didn't have a quarterback coach.
No.
Now it's like you have a social media manager. You have sports talk radio. So there's part of me that where I feel bad because I don't think I would have been mature enough at 22 to stand in front of the New York media.
Me either.
I would have been a
dumb. No, I'd have been dumb. Done.
But we have to contextualize this. Also, these kids now all have media helpers, managers, agents. I think this was Baker's issue.
You're talking about Wish Wilson now?
I'm talking Zach Wilson.
Okay.
This was Baker's issue. It's Zach's issue. They butcher the press conference, and right. it ticks off teammates.
Right.
Now, you didn't, yeah. I mean, you had the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette and maybe one radio station.
Vito Stellino, Glenn Sheely.
And by the way, if you said something wrong, he'd probably come back and say, Terry, what'd you mean by that? Now, it goes to the world. So
I know exactly what you're saying. It's so hard. If I took my career and as immature as I was then, and it took me, I don't know that I ever really grew up, you know, I don't think I've actually matured yet.
But were a grown up. Yeah,
but
I
got, no, here's what happened. My career was going down the tubes and I was in and out of the lineup. And I was sitting home in my apartment in Pittsburgh, and I got so mad at myself, all right? I didn't have an agent. I didn't have people patting me on the back and loving on me, which is what I wanted.
Right.
So I had to sit there, and I said, way to go. You're just letting a career get away from you because of what people are saying, because of the coach, whatever excuse I wanted to come up with that satisfied me, I got mad. I got so friggin' mad at myself for allowing that to happen that I finally said, no more. And from this day forward, no more. And that's when I started becoming a quarterback, when I developed a tough skin, and I actually got, I use this word, but doesn't really represent me, nasty. Mm-hmm. I would think, say you were a guy that said a bunch of bad things because I played for the last week, and you come in, and then I'd look at you, and I would take it from you. But I thought, you know what? You know, here's what I think about you. But I wouldn't say it.
Yeah.
But that's how I approached it. And that
chip,
that got me, that developed the tough skin, the tough attitude that you need to play the quarterback position. And I think about Baker. I never was a Baker Mayfield fan.
Yeah.
Never.
Yeah.
Wilson, I was a fan of Wilson, still am. Zach Wilson, quarterback with the Jets. He needs to get like I got. He came out of BYU. How many years did he start at BYU? One? Was it one?
No, I think it one and a half.
1.5 years, okay. Protected and so on and so forth. And now he goes into a press conference, and when you screw up, the best thing, you're not going to win that war with the press.
Nope.
You just go in and say, hey, man, I screwed up. What happened today? I don't know. Could you not read the coverage? Yeah, I thought I could. You answer the questions, but you take the shots, and you take them, and you walk out of there, and then those guys will respect you, and then when you play well, they'll say nice things about you. Then when you don't play well, they'll say bad things about you. But you get that balance, okay?
Yeah.
Where you don't allow them to get inside. And that's what Brady has. Maybe Rodgers has it, maybe he doesn't. I think Mahomes has never had a bad game. Peyton Manning never had a bad game. There. Right. Elway never had a bad game. There are certain players that are so phenomenal.
Yeah,
they never.
They don't
face
have bad
that.
Stretches.
Yeah,
bad quarters, bad half.
I had bad years, you know. And then finally, you just get it.
Let me ask you this, and I got some pushback for this, but I said my whole life, even Marino, when you play in 74 degrees, a lot, and then you go up to Baltimore and it's blowing sideways or Buffalo,
right.
Those Charger teams, remember that Fouts team that went to Cincinnati and they were just dropping everything. And my takeaway is I love what Miami's doing. I thought they'd be a playoff team. But I do worry about a smaller quarterback without a big arm going to windy Kansas City, Buffalo, Baltimore, Cincinnati, outdoors. I do think, and I've seen this in the NBA, where the Phoenix Suns years ago had the Steve Nash teams. They were built for the regular season. But they didn't have the toughness for the playoffs. Miami, I look at and I think, can that team win in January?
Hey, let me answer that. Absolutely.
You think so?
Absolutely. All the guys at Fox will tell you, I love Miami. From the very moment that Tua was drafted, I have always been a Tua fan. I watched him at Alabama. Oh, yeah, he's surrounded with all these number ones. But, God, I mean, Colin, he is so accurate.
He is. He's crazy accurate.
He's so poised. Nothing bothers him. He's got everything you want in a quarterback except the gun.
Yeah.
But dang, is he quick.
By the way, great. Also, great at the podium. Falls on the sword.
Falls on it.
They wanted Deshaun Watson. Brian Flores didn't like him. He shows up at the podium, sense of humor. He's really good
at
the podium.
And they always are saying, well, we got to get our quarterback. This was a huge mistake. We could have had Herbert. We took him over Herbert.
Never bothers him.
No. For all our viewers out there, I'm telling you, this guy's a real deal. I love him. And they got what? They went out and got players for him. They went out and got Waddle and Watchamadoodle from Kansas City.
Tyreek Hill.
And they run the football and they play great defense. And he just gets up there and slings it. For a guy 6 feet, maybe 6'1", if we're pushing it.
Probably 6 feet.
Watch how quick he gets rid of the football.
No, he is so smart. Yeah.
It's gone. I love him.
Okay, so.
But you don't buy him. No, I can tell you're not.
No,
you're not. You're not buying into him.
I love you. There's a lot of. I love pasta.
I mean, can we say that on the stair right
but
now?
I like him.
Yeah.
I love Burrow. So
yes.
So I
yes.
So,
I see where you're going here. Okay. I love the guy in Buffalo.
I love Mahomes. Burrow's a funny because so you watched the Steelers last week. So you saw Burrow and I talk to Joe regularly because I have a podcast thing with him.
You have a podcast with Joe Burrow?
So I talk to him every week. And you know what I love about Joe? When you're really confident, you don't have to say it.
Yeah.
He and I said, God, that game, you didn't have Chase. You didn't have Mixon. Kind of choppy. And he said, you know what, man? I just saw it coming. I just saw the good stuff coming. I thought Burrow was going to be Tony Romo. It was pretty good. About six games in, I'm like, whoa, I made a mistake. Who does Burrow remind you of? Doesn't have a huge arm. Not the most mobile guy, but Terry?
Oh, no. I think he's plenty mobile. I didn't know. Here's a guy was under the same offensive coordinator at LSU for 2 years.
Yeah.
The second year, look what he did.
Exploded.
They didn't lose a game, but won the championship. And the thing about Joe Burrow, he's got a very good arm. Not a howitzer, smart, anticipation, very accurate.
Really accurate.
And here's the thing about Joe Burrow. Hey, I had a bad game, you know. Yes, you have them. I don't want to have them. I'll, you know, bounce back.
Short memory guy.
You got to have it. Yeah. I remember one time I just got blasted in Pittsburgh, and I deserved it.
Yeah.
I got so doggone mad at the press.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm wanting to say, He wasn't playing. I'm trying to come up with all these excuses why I played bad. The following week, I didn't talk to anybody when I threw 5 touchdown passes. So that was a proud moment for me because I got hammered, and I responded. And I think Burrow is a guy who does that. I just love the fact that he's had bad games, man.
And no Chase.
I don't
no
think
Mixon.
Mahomes has ever had a bad game, has he? Not really.
This is funny about Mahomes. I had somebody tell me this when he started getting great. They said even in college, he kind of mechanically goes into the weeds, and you got to get him because he's so gifted, Terry.
Too gifted,
right?
Yeah.
You had this
gets
when your arm
trouble.
Is so great, you can rely on your talent, and sometimes you got to bring him back in. So he'll have
Yes.
By the way, Josh Allen in the red zone gets a little comfortable with his arm strength.
Yep.
Got to bring him back in a little bit. But I will say what makes I want to talk Mahomes for a second because what I find fascinating, it's much tougher. And the difference between the great quarterbacks and everybody else is the great ones can play from behind.
Yep.
Everybody plays with a run game and a lead. Everybody.
That's the only way to play.
Right. Mahomes wins over 50% of his games, and I believe the number is when he trails at one point by 10. I didn't see it's incredible.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't even know what his comp was. What was his comp? Have you ever seen anybody pre-Mahomes that you thought is a little Mahomes? I don't remember anybody.
No.
Sidearm.
Well, here's the thing about Mahomes. When he came out of Texas Tech, I paid no attention to him. Why?
Because he ran that offense.
Ran that offense, and everybody that runs that offense, Jason, is what? They're just
stinking.
They come
NFL.
In, they can't read coverages, and they're just history. And then all of a sudden you hear, boy, this Mahomes guy at training camp, this Mahomes guy, and you're going, oh, I remember that guy at Texas Tech. Bingo. He had it. We saw way too many of those guys come out of the run and shoot and all those crazy offenses.
Big 12 quarterbacks
RPOs.
Were terrible in
Look,
the NFL.
That's why Ohio State always makes me nervous when those quarterbacks come out of there because they got all that talent and they're reading and got an option post. It's the post. It's the flag. It's the flag. It's they come open late. You don't see a lot of read and turn. And they come out and they've got to learn all those things. Fields has got to learn all of
that. That's right.
And that's why they run a 4.440 and everybody's sitting here going, gee, Monday Christmas. It's hard to do. Mahomes doesn't run a 4.440, but he's fast enough. He's gifted as all get out.
Yeah.
Sneaky. I mean, he's sneaky in a pocket.
Clever.
Got great feel. Great feel for the pocket. And he holds the ball with one hand while he's moving around.
Yeah.
He's an amazing guy.
He is.
And I love the guy in Buffalo, too. And he learned. You know, he wasn't accurate.
Like you, he played it never on TV.
Well, he went to Wyoming.
Yeah, I mean, cold weather.
Yep.
Isolated.
And like me, he sometimes says, well, my arm can beat this. You know, I can beat this coverage with my arm. And in the NFL, it's not that easy.
It's interesting, isn't it?
Yes.
You think it's a great – the arm strength, everybody loves the arm strength. A lot of busts with strong arms.
If it's over, if you've got to go over 20 yards, you better pack that arm and pull it back because they're going to catch up with you over 20 yards.
Well, go back to your early – because I remember you – I have told you this before. The way you held the ball is how all kids held the ball. Terry put his finger on the point.
Yeah, held it the wrong way. Delivered it the wrong way.
But – you and Namath, when you have a great arm, you want to show everybody your great arm.
That's not true.
Terry, you had a big arm.
I had a big arm.
And you like showing it off.
I did not like showing it off. Well, maybe I did.
You did, I think. But you like.
No, Colin, that's not true.
I never saw you throw a screen pass.
Well, I didn't throw many. I did. They're too short.
That's exactly right.
You learn, it's like, it's good to have the horsepower when you need it, but you learn to be a really effective quarterback. It's all about anticipation, timing, reading the coverage properly. Look, let's not kid ourselves. That was a 51.9% completion.
Well, it's a different era. Totally different era.
So, I mean, but if I had to get it down there, I could get it down there.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Dakovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Dakovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Dakovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Dakovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. I love it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Dakovas.com. Stores are great, but it's TECOVAS.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.